rightfully, I mean, these are projections. You know, it doesn't mean that that is what's going to happen. At the moment right now, there are a lot of things in place that we've put together. And as you could see from the results that we got, even from the three-day sensitization program, the house-to-house, we call it in our local language, os-to-os, you know, talk-to-talk, we made a lot of progress with it. So I don't project, and I don't think we're going to have that type of an epidemic that the WHO is projecting.
You made a lot of progress. It was called a success. Was it really a success if it wasn't you didn't cover 100% of the country?
You're not going to acquire 100% reach of every single person at a particular time. If you look at where we were before, when we started, which I was in Freetown at that time when we started, it was like 90% of the people did not believe that Ebola does exist. Now you're looking at almost 85% believing that Ebola exists. Intervention is taking place. People are voluntarily now giving up their dead, knowing the culture of Africa. It's not easy for someone to give up their dead. People are coming forward to give their blood to be tested to make sure that we don't have carrying the virus. These are improvements that leads to what we're looking at. So we're able to isolate those that have the disease. And once you've isolated, you're able to move to what is called quarantine. From quarantine, you have eradication.
Now, the International Crisis Group is saying that a political crisis could unravel years of efforts to stabilize West Africa.
I don't think it's going to cause any political unraveling because people are realizing that it's not man-made. It's not the government that created the disease and just introduced it. It's something new.
But the government was incapable, failed to deal with the disease.
No, the government was not incapable. The government handled it from the beginning. The very first intervention and meeting with WHO, I was there.
We have a reporter who for weeks was reporting to us that nothing was happening. And indeed, nothing was happening. It took quite a bit of time before the doctor passed away or got Ebola, that it suddenly looked as though the government was now rallying resources to fight Ebola.
Well, I'm not going to be able to comment on what the doctor said, but what happened is I can clearly remember when the first team arrived and was trying to tell people that they have Ebola in Kailau, it almost came into a confrontation.
Now, let's talk about the border. Yesterday, or Tuesday, the government announced that it's sealing the borders with Guinea and Liberia. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, when a border is closed, there will be some movement, but that movement now will be properly checked. That means screening is going to take place at the border. You'll have an opportunity to move, but there's proper screening and there's proper testing. Controlled. That's what is happening. The border is being controlled.